Harvard law professor Andreas Zimmermann is one of the lawyers arguing Serbia's case in court.
With all due respect to the actors involved, it was certainly not helpful, to say the least, for the mediator appointed by the Secretary General to refer publicly to Serbia as a thief that had stolen Kosovo from the Albanian Kosovo population, as if Serbia did not have a valid title to the territory ever since 1913.
And even before that, say Serbia's lawyers, Kosovo has been the historical cradle of Serbia, one of the essential pillars of its identity. But Kosovo Foreign Minister Skender Hasani told the court it would be inconceivable to reopen negotiations with Serbia on Kosovo's future. He said that would be highly disruptive and could even spark new conflict in the region. 10 years ago, Belgrade attacked separatists in what was then its southern province, killing about 10,000 Kosovo Albanians and displacing close to 1 million more. NATO bombed Serbia for 78 days. The United Nations then set up a provisional government in Kosovo. But when the region declared independence last year, which Serbia says violated the UN and thus international law, 63 nations recognized Kosovo's sovereignty. The United States and most European Union members are among them, although Russia and the UN Security Council are not. Many of those countries will make their own arguments before the court during the next 9 days. While judges are not expected to rule on the legality of Kosovo's move for months, many countries that have their own problems with breakaway republics are closely following this case. Lauren Comito for VOA News, Amsterdam.